In October of 1918, Carl Jung, in his preface to the second edition of On the Psychology of the Unconscious, which is the first of the essays in two essays, Volume 7, wrote the following. From the many communications I have received after the publication of the first edition, I have discovered that even among the wider public, interest in the problems of the human psyche is very much keener than I expected. This interest may be due in no small measure to the profound shock which our consciousness sustained through the World War. One of the horrifying things about this preface is the phrase, the World War, which is now known as the First World War. The spectacle of this catastrophe threw man back upon himself by making him feel his complete impotence. It turned his gaze inwards, and with everything rocking about him, he must needs seek something that guarantees him a hold. Too many still look outwards, some believing in the illusion of victory and of victorious power, others in treaties and laws, and others, again, in the overthrow of the existing order. But still too few look inwards, to their own selves, and still fewer ask questions whether the ends of human society might not best be served if each man tried to abolish the old order in himself and to practice in his own person and in his own inward state those precepts, those victories which he preaches at every street corner, instead of always expecting these things of his fellow men. Every individual needs revolution, inner division, overthrow of the existing order, and renewal. But not by forcing them upon his neighbors under the hypocritical cloak of Christian love or the sense of social responsibility or any of the other beautiful euphemisms for unconscious urges to personal power. Individual self-reflection, return of the individual to the ground of human nature, to his own deepest being with its individual and social destiny, here is a beginning of a cure for the blindness which reigns at the present hour. 1918. This is why we have what many of you may recognize as a fractal attractor up here, which is one of my fascinations from another life that I live. And a fractal attractor is basically the graph of an equation that's been worked on itself for a long period of time. This is the graph, and they fold in on themselves in very spectacular fashion. And today's lecture intends to fold these various things in on themselves. That is, we're talking about world oppression. We're talking about how it comes about. We're talking about what you can do about it at the macrocosmic level, which, because we are Jungians, is completely related to what you do about it at the microcosmic level, which is what you do with it in yourself. And what you do with it in yourself leads to what you will do with it in the world. So in this convoluted interfolding and coming back to the same spot over and over again, please remember that that's the point of this lecture.